Good. Okay, good morning, everybody. This morning's Sefer Parshas B'Shalach, the Torah records that as soon as or not long after Bnei Yisrael came out of the Yamsuf, Egyptians' Paris, they had more trouble with water. Now, this time not in terms of drowning in the water, but rather in terms of consuming water. So the Pasuk says in the first source, Shmos Paris Tesla, Pasuk Chachbeis, Vayasa Moshe Eshom Yamsuf, Moshe guided the people from Yamsuf, Vayetsu and Midbar Shur. They came to Midbar Shur, Vayechu Shloshes Yamin Bar Midbar Velo Motsumai. They traveled for 3 days in the desert, and they were unable to find any water. It's talking about actual water, and the Torah goes on to describe that the Kadosh Baruch Hu performed a certain miracle, they were to get water, and that's the terms of pshat. But there's another layer of interpretation. Chazal offer. Gemara says in Baba Kama, that Pei Beis Amar Aleph, the following, Asara Takonos Tikein Ezra. When Ezra led the Jewish people back at the beginning of the Bayesheni period, he instituted 10 takonos. Among them, Shekorin b'mincha b'shabbos, if you lane, Kriyas HaTorah, mincha Shabbos afternoon, also the Torah b'sheni l'chamishis, if you lane on Monday to Thursday. That, the Gemara says, Malakama is among the takonos of Ezra. So a number of lines later, the Gemara asks, 1 second, is that true? Is Shekorin b'sheni l'chamishis, Ezra tikkun? Is that true that laning on Monday to Thursday was instituted by Ezra? Well, Mekor HaMitachna, there was such a takana much earlier than Ezra. The Tanya, Brisa, based on our pasuk here in Parshas B'Shalach, the pasuk says, "Ayechu Shoshim Rivim Avalom Matzumai." And Darshe Rishumos Amru, you know, the Darshanim again, the Pshat, but then there's another layer of interpretation, Drash, and those who Darshan, Rashi says Rishumos Mikros, right? Those who Darshan Pesukim say, "Ein Mayim Ela Torah." The reference to they went for 3 days without Mayim. Mayim refers to Torah. Shema. Hoy told some of the Kulamayim. The Pasuk Nishaya Perik Nun Hei Pasuk Aleph is printed in Source 4. Hoy called some of the Kulamayim. We'll see in a moment what that refers to. But in any event, Kaven, back in the Gemara, Kaven Shehochu Shoshman below Torah and Nilu. Since they were traveling now for 3 days without any Torah learning, so they got weary. Omdu Nevi'im Sheminehem, the prophets and the leaders of the Jews at that time, got up right then and there. They picked the lamps, you covered the Shabbos, that the institute should lane on Shabbos. Exactly, you're talking about the Torah wasn't given yet, but some sort of Torah reading or some sort of Torah learning, okay, b'Shabbos, u'mafsikin b'echad b'Shabbos, nothing on Sunday, the Karim b'Sheni, you're laying on Monday, u'mafsikin shlishi u'rviyi, nothing on Tuesday and Wednesday, the Karim b'Chamishi, then you're laying on Thursday, u'mafsikin erev Shabbos, k'dei sho yalinu gimel yanam b'lo Torah. This way, 3 days never pass. You always have Shabbos, no nothing Sunday. Then you have Monday, then Tuesday, Wednesday, nothing. Then Thursday, no, in this configuration, No more than 2 days, 3 days, never pass without any Torah, which means that this goes back all the way to the time of our Sefer, the Jews came out of the Yamsuf. So what does the Gemara mean? That's the Gemara's Kasha. What do you mean Ezra instituted? It seems like it's a much older institution than the time of Ezra. So the Gemara answers not Meikara, Tiknu Chad Gavra Klosim Sukkot. The original institution that's hinted at in our Pasuk, according to the Drash of our Pasuk, the Darshi Rishimos, that was to lane one Aliyah, three Sukkot, just some sort of a token presentation. Three psukim, right? Chad gamet lasim psukim. Inami tosa gamet lasim psukim. Or three different people read one pasuk each, whatever. But connected carnival in Israel. Also, who tikein tosa gamet asara psukim? Ezra, years later, instituted the practice that we presently have. There are three aliyahs and a minimum of 10 psukim. Today, asara about 1 and 5. Okay, so that's how the Gemara rectifies. It was an earlier stage of the takana, a later stage of the takana. So it's rightfully called takanas Ezra, even though already from the time of our study there was this notion of laning on Mondays and Thursdays. The pasuk in Yeshaya, which is more quotes as a connection, it says, you know, they went 3 days without water. In Mayim Elo Torah, so how he called some of the Fulamayim. Let's digress for a moment. I don't spend a lot of time on these sources. Just, there are a number of different sources which compare water to Torah. There's the Brisa, Masechet, Avos, Rav Nosson, Perek, Memalach, Halacha Aleph. The Gemara says, Rav Shimon, Omer, Gimel, Tzoremei. Right, there are three crowns, Keser Torah, Keser Kuna, Keser Malchus. So the Brisa goes on to say, the Keser Kehuna, doesn't matter how much you want to pay, you can never become a Kohen. Either you're born a Kohen or you're not, there's no way you can buy into it. Okay, with all the jokes and all the bribes, and you can't get in. Good. Okay, Keser Malchus, the same thing, has to come from the founders of David HaMelech, say the Yehuda, you can't buy into that either. The Keser Torah, the second and last one, the Keser Torah, ain't okay. Whoever wants to be successful in Torah, they can be successful in Torah, because it says, Hoy Kol Tzorei L'chol HaMayim, right? I have an Amr with the Rei Torah, right? Al Kisas, it's the Lord of Torah, or it's the Torah. In other words, you want to be successful in Torah, then pursue Torah. I think I mentioned this, and all the girls that I know, once they have to stifle down to Brocha, The bracha was they should be able to have children. They weren't able to have children right away. The other bracha was just success and learning. So the way he told it over to me was if you have bracha for children, he gave it. The bracha for learning, success and learning, that's up to you. You got to do that. And there's no bracha. No, you go learn. You'll be successful in learning. Anyway, the person was very successful in learning. Later on, the Gemara says in Sukkah, another source, six Sukkah in the Beis Mabeis, the Gemara says, based on another pasuk, that again, I quote this pasuk too, Hayt Kol Tana Chulamayim, that it refers also to Torah. Okay, as it says, Tana Zer Bishmal, in Poga B'cha Menuvel Zev, this Menuvel, as she says, means the Yid Tahara, gets in your way, so Mashkele Beis HaMedrash, go to the Beis HaMedrash. Okay, and then it'll be destroyed, either through fire or through water. Again, Torah is Nimshul Amayim, and a more famous Gemara, Tana is Zayin and Alav, the older Zayin and Alav. Again, you can read these stories, I don't want to spend a lot of time on it. But the Gemara there says also, why is Torah compared to Mayim? Amar Chani is Zayin and Alav. Amar Chani by Indi, Lama Nimshul Divrei Torah Lamayim, to see why Chal Tzulah for Mayim. Lama Lachab Amayim, Anichin Makum Gvol, Lahokim Makum Namuk, right? Water always seeks out its lowest place. Water always flows to the lowest point. That's the nature of water. Also, the Ein Divrei Torah, Divrei Torah, Ein Niskayim, Lama Nimshul Taito Shreila. Torah, you know, person who is modest, who is lower, he's not conceited, he's not haughty, and so on. And again, if you have different drushes along those lines, you have to be tight. So sure, if you're a humble person, fine. Again, you can read on additional drushes in terms of the connection between water and Torah. But this connection is not just, considered such a significant thing, I think, that the Rambam himself actually quotes, to look in source 9 and 10, but in source 11, the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Paragimel Alok HaTet, the Rambam writes, Divrei Torah, Nimshul Kamayim. I don't know if someone should do a study, how many times the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah presents a drash, you know, an interpretation based on drashes. And he does, but usually, maybe it's a halacha, it's not really a halacha, you know, but the Rambam quotes it. Divrei Torah, Nimshul Kamayim, Shema Hoi Kosom HaFolamayim, Lomar HaMayim, Eina Miskat, Madon HaNishchom, Eil Miskat, Shema Kom HaShborim, Cain Divrei Torah, Eina Nimshul, Begatzei Ruach, Below the Lave Kol Gvalei, But the Daka, Shavuach, okay, a person who's humble will be willing to learn from other people. A person thinks he knows everything, will never ask any questions, will think he knows everything, will never learn Torah. A person humble, was going to seek out the Rebbe and so on and so forth. Okay, so now we understand that Torah is compared to water. This notion, the Gemara, so back to the case at hand, and that is that according to the Gemara in Bava Kamma, the concept of reading the Torah on Shabbos Mincha and Mondays and Thursdays was instituted by Ezra. We explained, although in the days of the Yisrael Mitzrayim, we just learned today, there was already a takana on Mondays and Thursdays, but it was not the full takana that we had, therefore it's not wrong to call it both the takana of earlier times and the takana of Ezra. The Mechilta here in B'Shalach, 12, Maseches Vayasa, Parsha Aleph, similar, Vayasa Shoshim Avir Olamot Tumayim, Tarche Rishumas Amu Olamot Tumayim, Divrei Torah Shinitzu Olamayim, again, that process. The fisher perish from the Divrei Torah slows from the chaf morado. A little stronger than Agamar just said that without Torah they grew weary. And the Mechilta says they actually rebelled, you know, in the absence of Torah, which is, again, on a pshat level, they did. They screamed at Moshe, they killed him, you know. But anyway, the Nevi'im and the Zekanim, whoever they were at that time, the Nevi'im and the Zekanim instituted this from Torah, but Torah, Shabbos, Shem, Chavishi, fine. Okay, now, it's a side point that's interesting. The Balei HaTosfos above it, and that's Sukkah and Bava Kamma, Pei Beis and Alam, 413, is the whole idea was to get 3 days, never that 3 days passed, based on its mind. So whether the Gemara and Bava Kamma, they got weary, or they rebelled, or whatever, you want to make sure that there's never 3 days. You didn't have to do it Monday and Thursday. There's other configurations, mathematically, to cover, you know, you could have done it Sunday or Monday, it would have worked, right? Or you know, Tuesday, Friday, other options. So why did they pick option Monday and Thursday? The Tosfos says in Bava Kamma, Pei Beis, Aleph 13, Kedei Shalei Alino Gimel Yom Lo Tor, Vitor, Maishno Shafit Nishen Chamishi, Yishlomo Mishum, the Omer B'Medrish, Moshe B'Nan Olam Hashem, all of the Chamishi, the Kabbal Luchos, Achonos, the Yorad B'Shein, Yisrat Tal Hamakom, that Monday and Thursday have to do with Kabbalah HaTorah. The Tosfos here has a whole question. That Moshe went up the first time on a Thursday to receive the Torah, and he came back after all the things of the Egon of the Elf, came back down on a Monday. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave him and so on. So therefore, Monday and Thursdays were picked as those days. It's also said that's why many people fast on Mondays and Thursdays were days of Ratzon. The Balei Atos, that's the Balei Atos in the Gemara B'chama. The Daz, the Kain, the Balei Atos, the Fumish, the Kos, the Dolos, the Pasuk of Dvorim, in Dvorim, Parashat Ekev, Paragud, Pasuk Yud, 14, when Moshe Rabbeinu was recounting the events of what happened at Har Sinai, it says there, 14, when Anochi Amadati Bahar, Tamar Roshonim, Arbor Yom, Arbor Yom, Arbor Yom, Arbor Yom, Arbor Yom, Arbor Yom, Aishma Shani Lai Gamma Pamahilo, Hashem Hashem Yisrach. So there, the Daz, the Kenny, Balei Atos, the whole Cheshbon of the day. It comes out a little different. The way Tosfos has in Bava Kama, he's doing up on a Thursday to get the Aluchas Achronos and came down on a Monday. The Balei Atos, the Balei Torah, has a little different. He went up the first time, okay, he went up the first time on a Thursday and came down the second time on a Monday. I think that's how he has it, a little different than the way we have it. But okay, more or less the same. The first source says that he went up on Thursday and came down on Monday. The second, the Balei Tosfos in the Chumash, says that he came down with the first Luchos on a Thursday and the second Luchos on a Monday. So you can figure out, again, you want to take the time. You can read Tosfos as the whole Cheshbon. When he came off, he was there for three sets of 40 days. It's an important Tosfos, actually. In the Gemara, he didn't print the whole thing, but in 15, I printed the whole Daz Kanan. He gives you all the dates that are relevant. So again, the way that Baruch Bava Kama has, the Tosfos Bava Kama has it, that it was Thursday he went up to receive the second Luchos, and Monday when he came down, again, Baba Kama says Thursday went up to get the second Luchos and came down on Monday. So everything has to do with the second Luchos. In the Daz of Kenan Balei Tosfos, it says that he went up the first time, the first Luchos, he came, it was all coming down. First Luchos Thursday, came down, second Luchos Monday. So I don't do it going up. Okay, again, second. So, okay. So, first, I have to ask what came first, the chicken or the egg. But the Enochanami, that's the sugi which we'll refer to in a second, the beginning of Megillah. Well, now within, today was Tu B'Shvat, so within Shoshim Yom, within 30 days before Purim, they have, reviewing the halachos of Purim. That has to do with the market days also. Which, by the way, to digress, I think I was told that I once heard that the reason why election day is on a Tuesday in the United States of America is because that used to be the day the farmers came into town. Why we still do it is a different question. But old habits die. Well, what's for example, election days on a Tuesday? Huh? A Friday. Yeah, okay. There you go. Right. So it's 2 days ago. So I got it. Anyway, interesting stuff. Anyway, the Yerushalmi in Megillah, Parak Alavacha, Alav 16, because this comes up in Megillah, as you know, and what Zuku is alluding to, you know, Mondays and Thursdays are market days. That's why the old days, whatever day Purim was, if Purim was not on a Monday and a Thursday, so the villagers, the people feeling over there out in the sticks, could read the Megillah. It's not that they observed Purim. They read the Megillah on the Monday or Thursday prior to Purim. They would still have Purim on the regular day. That's when they would have the Suda, and that's when they'd have Shalach Manas, and they would say Alanisim or whatever. But the actual reading of the Megillah, and tangentially, Matanot Yonim, that's what was paired with the Megillah, they would do the Monday or Thursday before. So that's why there's a discussion in the beginning of Megillah. Yerushalmi in Megillah Parakat of Allah says, Yisdu Rav Shunam Boi Kumer Mono Velo Ezra Tiken Shu Karma Tarav Rishenu Hamish Rishavis and Mincha. Okay, so because the Gemara, the Mishnah, originally implies that the Purim, that this is an old Takana in terms of Purim laying in the Megillah early. Well, wait a minute, to match up with Kriyas HaTorah, but Ezra was after Purim. Ezra was latest. I thought Ezra instituted Monday and Thursday. So how did they make the Mikra Megillah should match up with the day they were laying? They didn't have that practice to lay. I thought that was the time of Ezra. So that's what the Yerushalmi is. And Yerushalmi and Megillah in the fourth paragraph, Dal Alach Aleph says, Moshe Hiskin and Yisrael, Shukarim B'Torah B'Shavot Yom Tov Rosh HaKadosh V'Chol Shavoyeh. Here the Yerushalmi elaborates. Moshe instituted what? Kriyas HaTorah and Shabbos Yontif Rosh Chodesh Chol HaMoed. Shenemar V'Yidaber, Moshe is Moshe Hashem and Yisrael. Ezra is going to show you Karm the Torah B'Shein V'Chamish V'Shabbos V'Mitzvah. The Rishali there is, I guess, the clearest presentation of who did what. Okay, in terms of the original Takana, so Moshe instituted Torah reading on Shabbos, Yontif, Rosh Chodesh Chamoy, okay, and Ezra instituted the rest, Shabbos Mincha, Monday and Thursday. That's what the Rishali says in Parag Dalet, Halacha Aleph. Okay, and the Korban Eid explains in 18, that's why Ezra did it. Okay, and Shabbos Mincha is a different reason that people should go learn and so on. And based on the Shabbat Moshe's Mode Hashem, and Moshe says the Shodesh also counts as a Moed. So you have that presentation in Yerushalmi. So according to that Yerushalmi, Ezra really did not have anything to do at all with anything but Shabbos Mincha Monday and Thursday. But what the Yerushalmi leaves out is the thing we've been talking about, was that the original practice of Monday and Thursday was an older practice until the time of our pasuk, you know, Shoshi's coming, and Ezra simply, you know, sort of modified it. It's an interesting question. There's a brayta in Masechet Sofer, in Perek Yud Halacha Aleph, source 20. Moshe hikli meisrael from the takana. She recorded the Torah of Shabbos to the Tov Moshe Chadosh Mecholos Shomoyed. She'd like to be Shamus. Now I have Moshe Chadosh Mecholos Shomoyed. So now Halacha Beis. Ezra hikli meisrael she recorded the Torah of Shabbos to the Tov Moshe Chadosh Mecholos Shomoyed. There's a long Meiri. So not going to read inside the Meiri in Megillah. I mean, on the Bible. In Megillah, Chof Aleph Mebeis, closest to Shami, and basically concludes that it's simply a machlokas between the Bavli, which instituted, you know, based on our drosh of our pasuk, the Echel Shoshon, the instituted of the Monday and Thursday, yet in the days of Moshe Abenu, machlokas between the Bavli and the Shami. The Bavli on one side, and the Shami on the other side, and the other side. That's what he says over here. It simply seems to be a, you know, different tradition. Okay? Okay. And that's what it is. Then he has just an interesting thing. He said, they also instituted Monday and Thursday to equate the number of aliyahs that Kohanim, Levim, Yisrael end up the whole week with the same number of aliyahs. Because on Shabbos, you have Kohanim, Levim counters as one. The Shabbos you have two versus five. And, right, so it's five aliyahs for Yisrael, leaving out Mafia, five aliyahs for Yisrael. So they get what? The Shabbat, between Shabbos Mincha and Monday and Thursday, Yisrael gets one aliyah each time, so a grand total of eight. But there's eight for Yisrael, and so far, one, two, Shabbos morning is just two, and they add up Shabbos Mincha plus two, Kalam Aliyah, and Monday two, and Thursday two, so it adds up, everyone gets eight. That's such a hash. Like that. Maybe closest. I'm more maybe. Okay, I don't exactly know what the origin of that is. But in any event, okay. But as I said, so so it's conceivable anyway. That's how the Miri writes, and that's how the Rashash writes in Megillah Daf Hamad Aleph, the Masa Gemara, Al Shem Zmanam, Al Shabbat Zmanam, and so on. Emes Chris Torbe Zahai Danim and Moshe, right? He quotes the Gemara that. Well, Kamala says we're back in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, but he says Yishalmi says not so. True Moshe Rabbeinu, Yishalmi, and the other way. We're not for Moshe Rabbeinu. There's a little bit of a distinction. And Tosus, actually, brought this in a different context. Brought this in Gilman Aleph, Tosus 23. The Lashon of Kosh, the Lord, and here's the Ezra T.K. in Kriyasat Torah. Tosus says Ezra instituted Kriyasat Torah there. So it could be it's a Machlokas. Okay, it could be a Machlokas about the Yishalmi. As to when, you know, when the Monday and Thursday learning was instituted, the Yishalmi says, Ezra, and the Bible says, no, it was earlier than Ezra, Ezra modified it. Or, like the Meiri himself says elsewhere, the Meiri in 24, the Meiri is earlier in Megillah, that's not the, hey, here he says that there is no argument. The Yesh Mepharshim, she does also, Shmuel, the Reitam is constantly carved by our Shem, the Afal, please, the Tzachana Kedumah, Paisa, Kedisi, by Yesh Mepharshim, the Reitam, also Mayim, Emayim, the Torah. He said, no, that was because, he says a different thing. He says, what happened was, he called Malcolm Ezra Tikkun Shlosha Karbas Harav Pesukim, the Nichyaket HaKol Al-Shmo. Either Ezra was given credit because he modified, it was the practice as we have it today. It does not steer it to the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu in his time with the Nevi'im at that time instituted Kriyas HaTorah. It's not a steer. There was one Takana. When they say Ezra, it means as we have it today. Three people settle it. Or, an interesting thing to me, he says, oh, Shema Nishtaka, the Chodur Hu, the Yisoda. That's interesting. And there he says, maybe the practice fell into disuse. Okay, in other words, during the Golos of Bavel or whatever. Okay, you know, and especially, I think, okay, especially we think about it, you know, there's only one person getting called up to read Sukkot, didn't have much bang to it, you know, so maybe it fell into disuse. Right, the Takana was not as wide as observed as widespread. So Ezra came back and he made it more of a solid Takana. It's interesting thought, huh? In general, right? Yeah, no, definitely good thing. Definitely a lot of things they weren't doing. So this, right? So yeah, exactly correct. They intermarried. Ezra had almost like it was a new Kabbalah Takana almost. And I mean, he doesn't elaborate that much there, but I think that's probably what he's driving at. The Tosa Rosh and Megillah Beit Aleph, again, the reason it comes up with Megillah because, you know, this practice of the villagers, it seems to me that, you know, even before the Takana of Ezra, and that's the question, I thought Ezra instituted it, and I said, hello, I mean, I thought Moshe Rabbeinu instituted it. Okay, so he also says, now he says also practice. He doesn't say necessarily that it fell apart, but to come in from town for one person reading three psukim, that was not enough of an impetus. You know, that's basically what he said. Yeshlomo, look at the end of the Tosafot Rosh in 25. Yeshlomo shalom kolshim kol kach lovo l'aros b'shul posuk chad l'chad kafra. It wasn't enough of an excitement, you know, for people to come into town. But ikar takana tikein ezra sarav psukim made a more chasher etah. But that attracted more people. That's the Rosh's take on it. The ritual in Megillah also, again, quotes the same contradiction. I mentioned the same type of idea that after Ezra made it more chasher, so now more people would come in. That explains why, you know, they would still come in for it because it was Purim, but they didn't necessarily come in before. Anyway, similar approach in the law. Okay, the Rif just quotes the Yerushalmi halacha. The Rif in Megillah, you've given all the halacha. The Rif just quotes the Yerushalmi. The Rif just says simply, like the Yerushalmi, that he just said again, according to both the Tosafot Rosh and the Ritva, Ezra sort of solidified it. Not just the Eir Aliyah, he made it a more widespread, a more widely observed takana. The Rif just quotes the Yerushalmi. Like Moshe, I think I only saw Shukar Matar B'Shavas on top of Rosh Chodesh Kodesh Moed, Shneimar the Pasuk by Yadav Moshe, or and Ezra did Shukar Shloshah Matar B'Shinah Hamish B'Shavas. That doesn't elaborate. But the Ran, again, the Ran says that, but the Rif by explicitly mentioning three Aliyahs was referring to the expanded Takana, we'll call it, of Ezra. Ezra, I think we saw Shukar and Matar. Shlosh of three people, and he quotes the Gemara and Baba Kama again, so you don't have to say that it was a major machlokas. That's what the Rosh writes, and remember the Tosaf. The Rosh also quotes that Yerushalmi in Perek Gimel Sun Vav in Megillah, and yet the Rosh and the Tosaf Rosh, same author, said that, you know, it was an earlier takana. So obviously, the same was, you know, it was the takana of Ezra that it became, so to speak, solidified. Shittu Gubetzis is the most politically correct of anybody. Okay, avoids the whole problem. Take a look in 30. The Shitim Kabetz is right. In Brochus, you give him with Allah. Lamba Kasova Rebbe, he says, Shakriya Sefer Torah, Loma Tzina Shem in HaTorah, Ela Takana Harsom in Moshe V'Ezra. That keeps everybody happy. There's a Takana from Moshe and Ezra. You figure out who did what. Right? He just told it. He's not going to offend anybody. He said, there's a Takana of Moshe and Ezra together. Somehow, they obviously, Moshe and Ezra did it at the same time. He means that the Takana unfolded to the point we have it today due to the efforts of Moshe and Ezra. Fine. Good. I'm kind of there through the introduction. Look in the Rambam. Look at Tzvila Parag Yud Beis Halacha Aleph. The Rambam writes, Moshe Rabbeinu Tikkun Yisrael Shukarim V'Torah Barabim V'Shavim Uvashen V'Chamishim V'Shachris. Notice that Moshe throws in, and the Rambam throws in Monday and Thursday under the Takkan of Moshe. Okay, that's a point to observe. Kedei Shadu Shoshim V'lo Shmiyas HaTorah. 3 days don't go by like the Pesach and Ezra. And V'Ezra Tikkun Shukarim came V'Mincha V'Chol Shabbos V'Shimyo Shikranos. Fine, that's just people should sit around. They should come learn something Shabbos afternoon. The Gavu Tikein Shukarim B'Shem Chamishim Shlosh Min Adam V'Lo Yikru Pachas Me'Sarav Pesukim. He says really attentive. That's how the Rambam views it. What's striking is though that the Rambam clearly identifies Monday and Thursday as part of Parakas Moshe. The Ketz Mishnah points out that you look in the Gemara Baba Kama, some of the sources we saw, we never saw it called Parakas Moshe. Okay, we saw the Nevi'im of that time. As we go look back in the first page, the source in Baba Kama. It says, Tanya, Vayechus, Shoshim, Vayechus, Shoshim, Vayechus, Shoshim, Vayechus, Shoshim, Vayechus, etc. Kaiba and Shahochus, Shoshim, Yom, the Torah, Nilu, they got weary. Amdu Nevi'im, Shabbat Mehat. Didn't say Moshe, but it's interesting. The Nevi'im came up with it. And the Mechilta. That's exactly the Ketz Mishnah says. That's exactly the Ketz Mishnah says. Ketz Mishnah says, obviously, if the, it may not have been Moshe's idea. But Lamaisa, it would not have happened without Moshe's approval. That's how the Mechilta also said the Nevi'im and the Zekanim. Whoever exactly they were, but Ketzer Mishnah says, calls not Moshe when he was alive. Nobody, again, what it may mean is it wasn't Moshe's original idea. Somebody else, other Nevi'im, other Zekanim, whoever they were, came up with the idea, but obviously it would not have happened without the, you know, the stamp of approval of Moshe. And therefore, he writes, Moshe when Moshe Haya Hanavi HaGadol, the Chol Nevi'im Shevetor Beis Dinohu. The other Nevi'im, that became a part of Moshe's says in the original Sanhedrin, right? The old Shalom Asu Dover, Elamus Kamoso. They're not going to do anything without Moshe. Therefore, it's legitimate to consider it to be a takana, so to speak, of Moshe. I mean, that's not all things. Okay, Leila, that's what the Rambam says. So the, I'm telling you, the Mohan Avram writes that in the beginning of Simon Kuf Lamed Hey, there is no Kotnitz, which is like his introduction to the its introduction. And then I printed the Dogam Ervava from Nodi Yehuda and the Kibbeh there in Simon Kuf Lamed Hey of Archaim, both correct the text of the Magen Avraham. Basically, the Magen Avraham is saying that that which the Rif said, and the Tosafot Brachos, which implied that Ezra is into Tikkat Torah, okay, and then the question based on the Kama, he said again, it's because Ezra instituted the expanded the practice and so on. So that's the seemingly agreed upon. Again, I just printed the Magen Avraham, there's a printing error in some version of the Magen Avraham, so okay. But anyway, so Moshe Rabbeinu instituted, Ezra perfected it, or standardized it the way that we have it today. That's a figure got him also closed. All right. Now, there's some an interesting question. That again, okay. I printed from the Torah Tamima, who has in the summary there on 37, the Torah Tamima here in Bishala, Torah Tezvav, it's Ozlam, and Dalad. Okay, he says, Vahine regilin anu lefarish hakavana amdu nevim shvenem dekoy al Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, the means of the Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's what the Rambam says also. The problem is, says the Torah Tamima, that there are a number of other things which the Gemara in different places identifies as Takanas Moshe, and this doesn't appear among them. For example, also from today, the Gemara says in Brachas, in Parash Shoshah Achon Daf Mem Hei, that Moshe entered the Brach of Hazan. Remember, the Brachas of Venture. Moshe Rabbeinu instituted the Brach of Hazan, and Yoshua, the Brach of Aris, they came in, and David and Shlomo, the Brach of Rachim, and so on. So, you know, there are places where the Gemara is not shy about saying that Moshe instituted certain things. So the Parash is a little bit bothered if this indeed was. It's not arguing against the Mishnah, right? I mean, there's no way that the Bezdin of Moshe Rabbeinu, Nevi'im, and the Kain in those days would ever do anything without the, you know, without the approval of Moshe Rabbeinu. So he's wondering why it never. And he also says, some of us might be wondering, the Sumazim Moshe Amdu Nevi'im Shebeinayim. The Nevi'im, who are they? Who are those masked men? Right? Me, I'm a Nevi'im. Who are these Nevi'im? The Lama Lita Gemara in his Zeb Remez, the Low Amr Furish. Moshe Tikein, and what came out was a funny way to put it, in the Nevi'im in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Exactly, you're kind of waiting for Moshe Rabbeinu. I mean, what's going on, right? So therefore, yeah, that's one of his questions, okay? Again, especially if the days were picked because the Moshe went up, they came down, and so on. And very, 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 very difficult. Right, so that's, I think, the posture, okay? Right, that's correct, yeah, okay. So, yeah. Right, so the question is, why was there no attribution here? Okay, and that's what he's wondering. He says, Achonam Ladaiti of Shalomar, he does suggest, okay, that Kavana de Koyal Ezes Man Ruchar Harpe, that this is really the Ruach of Isman Shagoli Som Eretanavim Shavim Stadul Hachzik Mala Hator Bisrael. The Kamat Akon Sito Ozo Taplet de Kanoda, why is the zoo El Achasem? This some chua al posit alpiyah drash muvar. He has an interesting suggestion, okay, that maybe Moshe did not. It was maybe people after the death of Moshe or a later time, okay. And this whole drasha from the posit was just there asmachta years later. But if you read it carefully again, you don't have to. You know, go look back. Can I see inside? You look back at the original source. You won't love a comma. Read it carefully, the Brisa, let's read it together. The Tanya, let's say, Vayelchu shos v'mir v'lamotu mayim, Darshu rishumus amu ein mayim ala tarshu, nema haikot ha'chol mayim, Kevan she'elchu shos v'mir v'lamotu mayim. You can put a period there. That's what happened back then. But back then, they went 3 days without Torah, and it was a dead news. Okay, not that anything happened. Now the next part, Amdu Nevi'im Shemeneim, years later, other Nevi'im using this story as a precedent. See what happens when there's no Torah, we better institute. In other words, it's not necessarily one continuum. It's a unique way to look at the Gemara. I think it's not the partial reading of the Gemara. But you understand what I'm saying? In other words, what the Torah 2 is suggesting is not called Takanas Moshe, because, again, Pashas, when you said what I said before, that maybe Moshe didn't come up with the ideas to them, but the Torah 2 is saying differently. I thought it was an interesting Kiddush, you know, that you just have to read the Gemara differently. Some problem developed then. Then things were solved. There was a miracle. They got water. There was a better, whatever happened. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. So many years later. Good. That's sort of the question. By the way, Ravadia says right now, Shulis Yabia Omer Chelek Dalat, Chelek Rafan Sidi Zayin Oz Gimel. He's also bothered. Mashal of his kiru b'takanas Moshe. There are other places where the Gemara talks about takanas Moshe, like he said before, there's attribution to Moshe that isn't here. So he says, again, maybe there's some place later, Yeshua, on the fourth line, Yeshua, the Amdu Nevim Shebineim, the Kama Hanel Achas Mam, the Tzolam Achar Pirus Moshe, Roa Kilkul, Shahar Mikvah, they shall look at the Kilkul that took place. And therefore, the Tiknu came. Okay? Taylor said, "Lo nikra Torah atras pirus Moshe." And if you're talking about learning Torah, reading the Torah, it wasn't completed until the Moshe. So, what in the world were they reading on Monday, Thursday? You know, where is what we first learned? Right. So he said, "You know, that's all hard to imagine. They didn't have the whole Torah yet, right?" The machlokes so was given. Yeah, but for sure they didn't have. It's hard to. Well, each section was immediate, not the whole Torah, though. No. The whole power now. Like you could read it, roll a few columns ahead and find out what color it's going to do now. Right. It's very difficult. That's what Ravadia is saying. Anyway, it's something. If anything. And he's saying he's after. And it was just a smack up on his chicken. No, but he's saying it's. I thought it was interesting to find. All right. Now, the question I'd like to look at now, though, for my approach. That's the first answer she proposes. Just what exactly, wherever it came from, okay, it was Moshe, it was later solidified or changed or adapted or modified by Ezra, what is the nature of the obligation? What type of now? There's a more famous hakir, which I'm not going to talk about now. The more famous hakir is a chiv on the individual or chiv on the tzibur. That's the famous hakir regards to Kriyas Torah. It's a tzibur, you know. So that's where many assume it's not individual. In the Shul, there's chiyav on the tzibur. There's no individual obligation to hear Kriyas HaTorah on Mondays and Thursdays. Okay? No individual. It's a tzibur obligation. When you're in the tzibur, so it's good to be part of the tzibur. There's no private chiyav. It's not like putting up son or waiting a little bit, something like that. Others disagree that, from the school of thought and on many others, it's actually a individual obligation. I think I've told the story before that Salvechik had like that. There's two stories. Salvechik's grandfather, of course, was Chaim Salvechik. That's not his father, that's his paternal grandfather. His maternal grandfather was known as Elia Pruzhiner, Eliel Feinstein, related to Moshe Feinstein's family. Okay, Eliel Feinstein of Pruzhan. Okay, so known as Elia Pruzhiner, the collection of children was called Alikas Elio. So the story is that he was once learning with his grandson, and he said, "I have an absolute raya from a Ramban, the Ram calling Ramban and Megillah, that it's an obligation on the tzibur." So, and it's a kasha against what you have again. Rav Chaim thinks it's an obligation on the individual. He says, but don't show him this Shabbat. Because by the time he finishes reading it, now it won't be a kasha against him, it'll be a raya for it. He'll rework the whole Shabbat with a raya for his position. That's the story. That's the thing. It may be the meaning, but it's like question. But it's an individual obligation. If you dig it for the Torah, you should try to get a minion together. Okay. That's the idea. So I remember that's how the Rav held in YU. I think they told me, there were sometimes when Rav my time came on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday to YU. But in the olden days, he used to come on Monday a lot, and we bought him by train. They would make a minion for him, and he couldn't always dabble on a minion, because it depends on his man. When he left Boston, etc., so they would make a minion, even later in the morning. Somebody, a friend of mine told me he used to go to Camp Morris, it was kind of Lynn Camp, some type of hooker. Some of them wasn't feeling well, couldn't make a minion in the morning. Whenever he was well enough, they would make a minion. Other people, I remember, Salvechik died in 1993, he was Kalabai Pesach. And Leviah was Erev, the last day, it was a Sunday. The last day was Sunday night, Monday, Tuesday, so Erev Pesach was Erev, the last day, was Sunday, that was the Leviah. So we had I happened to get involved, we had a couple of buses, a bunch of kids in Phoenix, to the Leviah in Boston, and Leviah was at 9 o'clock, it was our jump. Leviah was at 9 in the morning, so we left here at about a quarter to five o'clock or somewhere earlier. So it was much too early for daven. We couldn't daven shop at that point. So we davened on the bus. And, we didn't have a safe, it wasn't the Muncie bus. We had no safe Torah, So we davened on the bus without waiting. And then the time of I wrote, we came back, we got back to Phoenix at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, came back to the main insurance. We hadn't waited. So a few people asked me, you know, maybe we should lame. I said, you know, it's a machlokas, but we're coming back from it. He held it's an individual obligation. Come here, we better make him in. So we talked to him, went into the shul, we took out of the same time, lame this, I said, on his day of his levaya, we should defer to his position. Anyway, well, what, that's one hakir, the hakir I'm not talking about. I'd like to look at a different hakir, just not hakir, but they just try to understand what the nature of the takana was. Okay, the origin that we had in the Gemara Batam, based on the Pesach and Aristotle, has to do with something to do with, you know, with learning. But is it a din in Talmud Torah? Is that what it's about? Or is there something else to it? And I'd like to suggest, the number of riots, really the Rav suggested this, in the sefer they put out the Shiur HaAlagam, they basically printed the Rosh Hashanah's notes, you know, from when he was in the Shiur. So that's a further question. Probably not. No, it's not in the right. It's a kind of motion, but it's not a device. Well, maybe a key in the device. That could be. So it's interesting. It is possible, this is what the Rav suggested, to maybe distinguish, okay, between what Moshe Rabbeinu instituted, you know, let's assume not like the Torah, let's say the original Takana Moshe was Misakein to Lane on Shabbat, okay. Shabbat and Yontif, that everyone agrees. Everybody agrees that Shabbat and Yontif is one thing. And Ezra was Misakein, or the sixth, Monday and Thursday. But the Rav suggested there may be a fundamental difference between the Kriya Takana Monday and Thursday, only Shabbat and Yontif, probably the same thing. On one hand, at Shabbat morning, Rosh Yontif morning, are different. They had two different goals, so to speak, in terms of what the Kriyas, the nature, as I called this year, I think I entitled it the nature of the Mitzvah Kriyas HaTorah, the nature is different Shabbos morning as opposed to Monday and Thursday. So we take a look. The Rav suggested, for example, and this is, if you want to look it up, you have the safe, you want to look it up later, but an essay that begins on page Kuf, Lamed, Dalet, Shiur Rabbeinu B'Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. Okay, so he says the following. He says, you know, there is an Indian of Talmud Torah, clearly. Okay? And he posits that, yes, Monday and Thursday is a Talmud Torah-oriented takana. In other words, to make sure that 3 days don't go by, public Talmud Torah, public learning. That's the essence of it. The essence on Mondays and Thursdays is public learning. 3 days shouldn't go by without something. People have to go to work. People have to go to learn. There should be a shiur. Monday and Thursday. What's the shiur? We learn. That's public Talmud Torah. But he says Shabbos and Yontif is a different story altogether. For example, with regard to Yontif, 39, the Gemara says in a few places, it's Megillah Dav Dalam al 39, the Tanya, Moshe Tikim and Lishos, who show in the Darshan for Inyono Shoyom, Hilchos Pesach to Pesach, Hilchos Aseret to Aseret, Hilchos Chag to Chag. Famous Gemara, that Moshe, here it says, Moshe Tikim, that you should examine and study and ask questions for Inyono Shoyom. On Yontif, you should learn about Yontif. Hilchos Pesach and Pesach, Hilchos Aseret to Aseret and Shavuot, Hilchos Chag to Chag, that's Sukkot. Now that is not to be confused with what I alluded to before, that 30 days before. Right? That's a difference. That's a different thing. Not unrelated, but it's a different thing. Here we're talking on Yontif itself. Yeah. What's that? So the Gemara will say it. Okay. Let's take a look at 40. The end of that, that's going to the beginning of the middle. The end of Megillah Lamed Beis. Lamed Beis Daber Moshe Es Kodesh Shalom Beis Yisrael. Mitzvosu Shukorin Oso Kol Echad Echad Bizman. Right? You should read about the Yontif on its day. And then right into that, Tom Rabbanon, Moshe Tikim Lissos, Shushon Lidoshim Yoshiyom, Hichas Tetzah, Tetzah, Hichas Ateres, Ateres, Hichas Tan Bichav. Two different statements that are fused into one. The Gemara there, the end of it, is talking about laning, right? Laning, and now that's Takanas Moshe, and it's fused into why? So that, on Pesach, it's proper to read the Torah about Pesach, to learn about Pesach. It's a mitzvah, it's proper.
Of the day.
It's one of the mitzvahs of the day. So he said, I don't want to argue with the right. It's going to be a key, and we'll see in a second. Yes. Okay. What I'm saying with the Rav is pointing to this Megillah, this two Gemaras in Megillah, because Rashi explains why at the end of Parsha Yontif, we know that Pasuk from Kiddush Yontif morning, right? By Daber Moshe, that's at the very end in Emor, after all the laning on the second day, the first 2 days of Sukkot, second day of Pesach, we lay in Emor, right? The Parsha Hamodos. And by Daber Moshe is. So the Rashi said that, why does that Pasuk need it all? We don't say at every time Moshe was given a mitzvah at the end. By the way, he told them about the mitzvah, of course. By Daber Shem Moshe Emor, it doesn't say at the end. And therefore, Moshe went ahead and told them. Why here at the end of the Parsha Hamodos? And by the way, Moshe told them. But there's a teaching that Moshe instituted should learn. And so what comes out from here? That part of the Kiyum on Yontif, part of the key of what Yantif right now, we got the Shabbos shortly. Part of the key of every Yantif is to learn about the sun and the moon. That's again, not the same thing as 30 days before. You have to prepare, you have to have shilas, you have to know what to do. And so that's one thing. But let's be honest, you come Pesach morning, we wouldn't start asking shilas, we're done already. How did Kasher Kitchen not? It's too late now, right? So there's one thing, 30 days before you have to prepare, you have to know what to do. But once the Yantif arrives, what are you doing? I mean, so the answer is that's the practice to this day. I'm sure the Dafa usually gets a shir, because Yantif, something about the holiday, okay? Not necessarily to instruct people what to do, although sometimes it has that quality also, but it's just to learn about, and this goes back to the time of Moshe, and the Rav says that, in fact, he wanted to argue that is part of the myth of Simchas Yantif. Part of the myth of Simchas Yantif. So with regard to Simchas Yantif, we have a famous Spira, Gemara Mitzvachim Samechet and Rebbein. The Gemara 42, the Pasuk in Parshas Pinchas, the Midbar Parakot says, Pasuk Lamed, hey, Vayom HaShmini Atzeres Tiyel Lochem. Atzeres means a day of rest. It's supposed to be a day, the Chacham understood this, referred to in Atzeres, but the general, Tiyel Lochem. What does Lochem mean? It's a day for you to enjoy. You should enjoy it. On the other hand, there's another Pasuk in Parshas, the Eitar, says Zayim, Pasuk says, Sheishat Hochamatu Mashi Atzeres Lashem. Atzeres Lashem. We'll leave the next puzzle out for a second. So the Gemara Mitzvah and Tzama Ketzavei has a famous dispute. It's a spirit. Because Lachem usually means what? You do things that you enjoy. You should eat good food and dress nicely and spend time with the family and go for a walk and things that you enjoy. That's a Teres Lachem. Lachem means, no, Lachem means that they should be dedicated to davening and learning spiritual pursuits. So which is it? The spirit. So the Gemara says the two answers. The Lezer answers. He says, the Torah is giving you a choice. Depends on what type of person you are. Some people find greater simcha in spiritual pursuit. Other people find greater spiritual in more physical pursuit. And you should make a choice. And Yeshua says, no, the Torah is telling you to do both. You split the day. The famous chetzel Hashem, chetzel Hashem. Which is what we do, right? We spend more time in shul on Yantif, right? The davening is longer than however, you know, we spend more time in shul and you have more shiur and learning. On the other hand, we also spend time eating and then enjoying family, whatever else we do. So we do both. Chetzil Hashem and Chetzil Hashem. So when the Rambam codifies it, look at his Hilchos Yantif, Paragraph Alaf Yatet, 46. Avoti Shachilu Shtiyah B'Modos Uchal Mitzvah Chasei. There's definitely a mitzvah to eat and drink and enjoy Yantif. Lo Ya'ochel B'Sos HaKalam Kulo. We don't spend all day just eating and drinking and enjoying physical pleasures. Elakachi Hadat. Here's the version. Here's what we do. Baboker Mashkim Kalam Batei Kaitil. So the morning you go to shul. What about the Midrashot? Umispalin Vikorin Vitora the Indian Hayom. This is the Ramah Hilchos Yantif. It's called Simchas Yantif. Part of Simchas Yantif, the Rav points out, is Korin Vitora. This is no. Then Chodim Vitora will go back and eat. Then you come back to in the afternoon and they're eating. Right? The whole day is again Chetzo Shem and Chetzo. That's how the Ramah presents the day of Yantif. What does he include? Korin Vitora the Indian Hayom. So the Rav said, that's part of, that's got nothing to do with Monday and Thursday. That's a din in Yantif. Kriyas HaTorah in Yantif, part of the purpose is it is part of Simcha to read about and extrapolate and expound upon the Yantif, the things you learn about related to that Yantif, whether the story or the halacha. Well, in Shabbos, so we don't have, that I'm aware of anyway, in the Rogan quote, a parallel Gemara exactly. Okay, but there's a very, very similar Rambam. You'll compare the Rambam in 46, Paragvoa, Hilchos Yantif, Alach Kitet, to the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Paraglam, Alach Yud. Very similar presentation. Achilas Basar Ushtias Yayin B'Shabbos, okay? Only Kula. Now that's a question. On Shabbos, we don't talk about Simcha. That's another debate. Is there a mitzvah Simcha on Shabbos? That's a machokas. There's certainly a mitzvah Oneg on Shabbos, which we're not all equate. There's a mitzvah to enjoy Shabbos. The Vehushi, I said on a second, Osli Bosuda Yayin B'Shabbos, okay? You're not allowed to eat on Shabbos, B'Shabbos, Beis Medrash. So don't make a meal at the time when people are supposed to go learning. Elaka Chaya Minaga Tzadikim. Very similar. Shachris and Muslim. And then you come out and eat. Then you go back to shul. It's very similar. It doesn't, now, full disclosure, you see it yourself. It doesn't mention Korin Vatorah. But it does mention going to shul. That's part. I think he's saying the Rav thought. He's saying the same thing with regard to Shabbos. That's also, it's not Simchan Shabbos. It is only part of the Shabbos experience. It's a lane. Now, it's true. It's not about Shabbos. Laning doesn't have anything about Shabbos. So this morning, Lenin did, or next week, many times the Shabbos is mentioned in the Shabbos Lenin, but many times Shabbos not mentioned at all. But the Rav said that there's something else. It's an oneg or a cover for Shabbos. The first little Shabbos Torah becomes a centerpiece. And he said, especially in the olden days, they had on Shabbos what's called a Meturgamon. somebody explained it. It was public, you know, explanation while they're eating it, okay? And not only that, but basically there's a cycle where we finish every year, right? Every Shabbat is another step towards the completion of the Torah. And he said it's Torah Shabbat, and Torah Shabbat, the Rabbi explains all of this. So he says that part of the fulfillment of Shabbat, it's not just Stam Talmud Torah. I don't degrade Talmud Torah. But Monday and Thursday, it isn't Talmud Torah. The 3 days should have. But Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's more essential to the nature of the day. Yom Tov is simply something. Shabbos is something owning. It's part of the fulfillment of the day. And it's very interesting, the rough point of this out, that this concept of every Shabbos having its own center, it enhances Shabbos. We always call it, any kid, what's the passion this week? Right? It's Shabbos Lechacha, it's Shabbos Vayera, it's Shabbos Azina, whatever. Right? The Shabbos always takes on a name of the center. Right? I mean, you know,
The reading on Yom
Tov is about. It's about Yom Tov. The reading on Shabbos.
That's the
point.
So how does it fit in the
kind of motion when they're on that was. But no, it was also. That particular verse on Yom Tov, the Rebbe expanded that to say on Shabbos was a separate tachana. But again, everybody agrees that you look back in. Yes. You look back in the. Certainly, you look in the Yerushalmi. I'm going to find it again now. Where was it again? When the Riff quoted it, everybody quoted it. It says Shabbos. I'm just trying to find the... take a look. 16, no, not 16, but 17. Moshe Hiskin and Yisrael should call the Torah B'Shabbos over Yom Tov. It does mention Shabbos. No, the Gemara B'Shabbos does not mention Shabbos. That's correct. Right, no. It doesn't mention Shabbos. No, because again, there he's talking about the Minyan of the Yomah. The Shabbos lane, as you just pointed out, is not necessarily, we'll read Pashas Mikates, you know, or whatever, it's not about Shabbos anyway.
The creator
of the Torah on Yom Tov doesn't correspond to what Moshe is saying here? It is. No, there's two things. Moshe, what I'm trying to say, what the Rebbe is trying to say, is that the creator of the Torah and Shabbos and Yom Tov become part of the nature of the day. On Yom Tov, it's about the holiday itself. On Shabbos, in general, it's about completing, during the course of the year, every Shabbos, another Seder, the complete Parshas HaShavua. We call it the Parshas HaShavua. It's not the same takana based on the words like Dabar Moshe is Mordei Hashem. That's true. But it's a similar takana that the laning becomes part of the fulfillment of the day of Shabbat. Not the same matter. Because you're not necessarily reading about Shabbat.
Yeah.
Why? Again, because it's not from that pasuk, right? Dabar Moshe, I guess that's the most important about that pasuk. Again, it's an expansion of this Gemara. The Rebbe, I just said, I admit it openly, we don't have a parallel Gemara exactly. But I'll tell you, we do have, yes. The Rambam is very similar, yes. If you don't. So you could argue, I think he said at a different time, that on Shabbos have both qualities. Shabbos, Talmud Torah, and. Okay, but it's more than, quote unquote, just Talmud Torah. Now let's take a look. There is a Gemara in Megillah, very interesting, and maybe this will help understand it, because again, I don't. We don't have a parallel Gemara to that Gemara about Kinkos Yom Tov. Okay, but we do have, the Rambam I said, he said points out his parallel. He says something else. On the Megillah Lamed Aleph Beis, the Tana Bana Mokom Shmasikim B'Shabbos Shachar Shomkar. Listen to the original din. This is Rameir. Rameir held, you lay in Shabbos morning, and then you pick up from there, Shabbos Mincha. That we do. But then it says, B'Mincha Shomkar B'Shen. Wherever you left off at Mincha, that's the laying for Monday. That's not what we do. And we left off on Monday, that's going into Thursday. And the following Shabbos, you pick up when we left off on Thursday. That would definitely make the weekly Shabbos laning shorter, because you already covered Shabbos Mincha, you laned a little bit, so Monday morning, the next time, that's the River Meir. Yehuda, oh my, no. Mokos Masik, Shabbos Shachar, Shankar, Mincha, Uva Sheni, Uva Chamishi, Uva Shabbos, read again. Okay, read the beginning of what we said before time. All right? Shabbos Mincha, Monday, Thursday, and again Shabbos Shachar. Okay, some weeks, depending on how they write, sometimes, depending on what Pesach is, you can learn Shmini 8 times. Right? There's about 8 times when it was Sukkot for the Shmini 8 times. But anyway, so that's the halacha. Right? I'm going to say that's the halacha. And that's around the Pesach, Gimel, Alpha Gimel, and the Shulchan Aruch, or Chaimson Kupel on the Hay Sid Beis. We do it that way. But the real point to that, you know, it's not so wild the other shot. Why don't we do it the other way? It's a practice, it makes a lot of sense. A continuum. So the Rav said that's because it's not the same for. Shabbos has to be that seder. The Kach left the Chazal instituted that way, that the whole seder of the Shalach or Bereshit or Avinu or whatever it is,
It's going to be that Shabbos. What happened on Shabbos Mincha, Monday and Thursday, that's Talmud Torah, something different. Okay? The Shabbos, every Seder is assigned to Shabbos. Only one Seder that's not assigned to Shabbos. Okay? And that's the Zot HaBrach. Right? That's what the one. Only Seder is not assigned. That's how the Gemara says, and then we go, Yom Tov Achron, we read, nowadays we read, okay, whatever. I don't want to read that in Shabbos. We don't do it. That's the one exception to the rule. That the Zot HaBrach is kind of both. It has to do with the Torah and it has to do with the cycle. It's the only one, though. Yeah. Right. So they're saying, yeah, correct. But even there, you could argue it was assigned to, a particular Shabbos. Right. Someone asked that. Anyway, yeah.
If Israel,
Israel
is assigned to Shabbos, then wouldn't that tell you that if for some reason you're only
you would make it up the following week? If someone didn't lay in the Shabbos, okay, but that's like, again, it's a good point. We can say that's what we call Tashlumin. You're supposed to doubt the Shabbos. You didn't do it, you can make it up. It doesn't take away the fact the original purpose was to do what you're supposed to do. Yeah. You make it up, right? That's what's important.
Right, but that's creation.
Right.
So,
I mean, so that's another question. That's a good question. How do they ever have 3 days? So it's public. So they explain means public. Here's not to be private. There's also an interesting practical question. So let's so what we've tried to demonstrate is that the laying quality or the nature of laying on Monday Thursday is different in nature on Shabbat. It could be a practical, interesting practical nafkamina with that. There's a bright from a Sefer Sofer Pergamava Avav. What happens if they skip a pasuk? They're about Kara made a mistake. They skip the pasuk, but nobody knows what happened. I think I got botched up. And Kara, 55 of them. I'm not going to read the Batsim Basar now. Paragudal, the Lach of Love, in the Sefer Sofer. Kara, but delay got part of a Kara. Okay? So it says, if you read 10 sukkim and you missed that pasuk, you don't have to go back, okay, unless it's part of the total count of 10 and so on. But at the end, look at the second line. But zu bechol, we're going to call it Shabbat. That's on a weekday, or Shabbos Mincha, or Mincha Yom Tov, whatever that's about. But with Shabbos, in Shachach, we're about Pasuk, Nachachach, Mitzkalo, Chodesh, V'Korei. Shabbos, you can't miss a Pasuk. If you miss a Pasuk on Shabbos, okay, then you have to repeat. And he says, even if they read Machter already, okay, and the Dach Machter already, guess what, you have to go back, and it says again, on the second self from Parak, Chof Aleph, Aleph, Zayim, Ein, Yidal, the Matar, Shafilim, Dilek, Pasuk, Echad, L'Korei, Behev, Lir, as a Torah of Makarish, Choser, Poser, Makar, who we sign up here. You get three aliyahs, they're laying again to cover that puzzle. Right? That's an interesting distinction. Now, I go, that's a special thing with regard to Shabbat, doesn't apply to Mondays and Thursdays. Okay? And I go, Smaimonides brings that Lacha around and Hilkos Tula Park, your base, Os Mem, in the I go, Smaimonides. Shem Torah, Achaz, and the Sovish, Akar, Zav, Akar, Avav, Choser, Akar, Zayin. Okay, made a mistake in the number of aliyahs, or if you end up skipping, okay, brings this. During the week, he says there's a difference between during the weekend Shabbos. Shuma Sadeshin and Shuva Chavdal is a fascinating practice that's relevant to today. I don't know if maybe people heard of this, 57, but it relates to this. Mashanogu ba'asrach, b'chein mitzvos medinos, shaparsha shirat hayam, this morning, and Aseret HaDibros, on those Shabbos, and also when you come to Lein Al Yantav, we lay the Shalach and Shri Shal Pesach. And we lay next we said at the beginning on the first day of Shavuos. It says Kishamiya Shas Nikos and Pai Aino Kore Ela Masu Osman Bahakoro Korin Osman the Kamashim Shalah. Never heard it before. So the Sedeshin says the Chazim began Ozar Shem Moshe Vitarim and then everyone read to himself in the Chumash. And the Chazim was about Kore wouldn't read that. Same thing about Aseret HaDibros. He quotes. Apparently there was such a practice in Osreich and other Medinos. He has to turn the question whether that's correct or not. There's such a practice. So first he says it's difficult to defend the practice, and he talks about this. If you skip psukim, you can't skip any psukim. He thinks that the proper thing is to maybe read along with the chazan. You can't miss any psukim. And so the Shulchan Aruch Paskim from the Kuf Lamed Zayin Gimel 58 in Bilei Pasuk Echad the Lo Karo in Uber Mincha B'Shabbes Uber Beis VeHei V'Karo Yud Psukim without the Eino Chozer. But in love, Choser. However, Avo B'Shabbos, I feel Dilek Pasuk Echad Choser V'Korei. That's not you can't miss a pasuk, right? And the Mishaburi elaborates in Kot Malav. With some of these the things that we talked about, Pasuk Yantif also, and also in the Bir Halacha there in source 60. So it's late. I don't want to read all the sources inside. Just to mention the following. There you see a very practical. So I can tell you, based on our criteria, I can tell you why. Since Monday and Thursday, the essential nature of the Talmud Torah. So as long as I read the requisite number, I've missed a pasuk. Okay. Don't do it. But if you did, you have to go back. But on Shabbos, with the whole parsha is part of that flavor of that Shabbos, you miss one pasuk, you're missing something. You got to go back and do it again. It's a different din. That's what I'm just trying to suggest. Is a practical nafkamina in that issue. And the truth of the matter is, where does Yontif fit in? That's a little difficult, okay, because Yontif should follow Shabbos, according to what we said. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah talks about there. It's a Kut Nidalev between Kuflam Zion and the Bir Halacha, so it's 50. You can look at it, because Yontif, you wouldn't have to repeat, but, and I'll tell you why, it's not a theory. Because based on what we said, we didn't say that the Yontif laning is, the whole idea of Yontif laning is to read about the Yontif. So I read about the Yontif, I did it. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah says, therefore, certain sukkim said if you skipped, you would have to go back. If you skipped a pasuk that was essential to describing about, now, here's some example. You know, if you skipped the cloud stand, but whatever you skipped, what's the carbon is, you know, certain sukkim by Yontif, you would have to repeat, just did it. Right. Correct, exactly. So therefore, if you miss one, that's why. But I don't think it's a serious out. Now, by the way, this issue of skipping may not be that often. How often do you have a person skips? But I just printed in the Nafkamina Kachav. What if a guy made a mistake? We have to go back. The Kor B'Tok. That's what Shulchan Aruch says in Kufn and Beis. He follows. Kor B'Tok. Afilu B'Tituk Osechaz Matzinotor. We have to jump back. Hey, let's keep that, right? Hey. Okay, that doesn't make a difference. But whatever, that's for another time. What mistakes go back for? But he says a person should make every effort not to make it. Fine. But the Bir Halacha there, it's from Kufman Beis, the Talmud writes, Matzino, so listen to this. The Da'ad Lechor near the Din Zeh Shulchan Adach for the Shabbos. I mean, most Hachol of Mincha the Shabbos kind of understand. You're going to skip the Pasuk entirely. So if a guy makes a mistake on Monday and Thursday, and he'll cop to afterwards, you don't have to correct him because you're going to skip the whole Pasuk and it'll be okay. Right? What's that? Yeah, even if you cop right away, it looks like. That's what the Shabbos is saying. At the end, he suggests, he leaves it in doubt, but it might be better to miss it entirely than to do it wrong. Doing it wrong may be worse than not doing it at all. But okay, I think the minute it shows, if we do correct, right? But anyway, that's a practical bit. Okay, very, very quickly, I just want to end with one other interesting aspect of this. The other hakira. Is Kriya Satora a mitzvah of shmira, that you have to hear the Kriya Satora, or it's fundamentally a mitzvah of Kriya Satora? Really, everybody has to read it. We don't all read it. The Balkari is no fias through the old mechanism of Shomer Kohen. So if it's a mitzvah shmir, the Balkari is not being motzing me. He's laning it so that I can hear it. And it's like Kishofer, right? Kishofer, the Balkari, the Balkari, the mitzvah is to hear the sounds of the shofer. So he blows it. Could be it's a hesher, we're talking about that issue now, but the guy blows the shofar, so I hear. He's not motzing me, and there's no mitzvah, according to most of the discussion, but there's no mitzvah of tekiah shofar. The mitzvah of the bracha is, well, we talk about it. The Talmud says the other way, but I don't know about my whole sound, but we put a bracha of a small kol shofar. So what does the Baal Tokeya do? He produces a sound. But in that sense, he's not being motzing me, right? But let's say by Megillah, that will come to four. Megillah, the mitzvah, the bracha is al mikra Megillah. So the Baal Kori, everyone's supposed to read the Megillah. Not everyone knows how to read the Megillah. So the Baal Kori reads it. We listen by Kiddush, by Shomer Kohanim, right? That's an interesting question. Where does Kriya Satora fit in? Okay? So it's interesting because this question was raised from Rabbi Yosef Engel when the Gaon Achronim had a paper called Siyunim LaTorah. Siyunim LaTorah in essay Klal Zion. Klal Tet. It's the Pachti, this is Kriya Satora. Okay, so and he goes to the shower. So you know, and he says the machot v'shoma. Actually, the machot v'shoma. He says there's a Gemara in Sota that says on the Aflana Tesamel, Omer Rava by Ravuna came and the Torah also was stopped by Filu Bala. Once the Torah is open, you're not allowed to talk at all. Even from the learning, I'll let talk. I'm saying the door is open. One second. Yeah. Is the mitzvah to hear? Or is the mitzvah to read? But should read the shows if they can. No, but the mitzvah is to read out of the Sefer Torah. We don't all have the Sefer Torah. So he is, that's like Kiddush. And the mitzvah is going to start Kiddush. No, you wrote it through him. He's most of you. Like Kiddush Friday night. Friday night Kiddush, you have to read the Kiddush. You have to recite the Kiddush. No. No. Because you don't need it. Just the mitzvah of Kiddush is to recite Kiddush. Yes, the other way, though, he's not Moses. He's saying it so he hears it. The mitzvah is to hear it. Kiddush, the mitzvah is to recite Kiddush. Usually one person says Kiddush. Never mind. That's one person. Well, but we'll see about that. So we'll get to Ramesh in a minute, hopefully. So the Gemara says that Sota, that once the Sefer Torah is open, not allowed to talk, even Dvar Halacha. But the Tosfos there in Sota quotes a theorem from one prophet that says Rav Sheshet, Ahad Apa Vigaris. Rav Sheshet would learn, during the laning. So one thing Tosfos says is Rav Sheshet was born, okay, and therefore wasn't the Chuyah than Kriyas HaTorah. I don't know how he learned exactly. Maybe it was Braille, whatever he learned. Or someone said it. So Rav Sheshet, Rav Sheshet of one, so what? So the rest. Oh, so Rav Sheshet, that's exactly what the Rav Sheshet wants to say. You see from that Gemara that why was Rav Sheshet's potter? So do he's blind. The mitzvah Shmita, he can hear it, it's fine. So the mitzvah Shmita, he evidently holds the mitzvah's Kriya. And since he can't read, he's potter from Kriya. That's one way to look at it. On the other hand, there's a discussion in Megillah Chav Gimel about a cotton laying candle. So a woman getting a label, you look at his last source of that. That was like, I need 3 minutes to finish up. But the Gemara says, Hanabon, Megillah Chav Gimel, Hanabon, Hakol, only the Shiva filled cotton, right? But, we don't do it, Kavarat Tzibur, okay? The Ran, however, says, but cotton shouldn't be the only one laying. Okay, he says, it can't be mostly others. Okay, at least some of the laning should be done by someone. That's what the Meiri writes over there in the Megillah Chav Gimel Aleph. At least some of the laning should be done by somebody else because Alosha tells a kolat kriya. Yeah, so whatever kriya of kriya is. Okay, on the other hand, the Meiri elsewhere, Chav Dalet, the Meiri says, so that sounds like the mitzvah is kriya. Okay, that sounds like the mitzvah is kriya. However, in the Miri and Chavdal, he says, cotton carpet, or shampoo, Ella Hashmi Alam, the whole mitzvah. So who cares who reads it? If it's a mitzvah Kriya, it has to be a Bar Chiyuva. If it's a mitzvah only of Shmiya, you could argue, so someone of Bar Chai will read it. Okay? Now you can ask, what about Shofar? Can we have a cotton read? It has to be a Tekiya by a Bar Chiyuva. But according to the Miri, and also Chuvan or Aribunas and Reish, okay, he says that a cotton can do it also because it's only a mitzvah Hashmi Alam. So anyway, bottom line, excuse me, my focus. What I wanted to say was that maybe, right, exactly. Some Yeshiva used to be right, it's not down to talk too much anymore today. But it used to be done, but not, they didn't read every Aliyah. Okay? But anyway, I just want to suggest, there's a possibility, that maybe we can mechalik between Shabbos as opposed to Monday and Thursday. Because if it's a din in Talmud Torah, so Talmud Torah doesn't require you to read, you can listen to a Shir Mekan Talmud Torah, especially assume by hearing it's going up, but certainly Shmiya. Right. So Shmiya, can be, that's a weekday, it'll be okay, we have coolers, a cotton, or someone. But on Shabbos, when there's a chiv to sort of assign this laning to Shabbos, or it's part of Simchas Yisrael, that has to be a Baruch Yehuda, who has the full obligation, you can't be a cotton. That's it. That's why I suggest that distinction. And the last chiluk is, regarding, the halach is, if you steal a shofar, the Raman Patsin took the shofar, shofar HaGazel, you talk about Yotze. Why? Because the mitzvah is to hear the sound. Don't do it. You definitely got an Averis feeling, no doubt. But the guy blew the shofar. I heard it's a shofar. So it's a stolen shofar. So he's a bad guy. He stole a shofar. But the Rambam was listening. You can't steal sound. I didn't steal the sound. So the mitzvah is what? So no, because it's not because it's two different things. It's an Averis. But for me, anyway, at least for him, he heard the sound. But that's what it's not. It's not a good thing to do. So on the other hand, what about a stolen Megillah? What about a stolen Megillah? So there, the Mechaber Paskin, the Hilchos Megillah, Tafrei Sari Aleph, Stiki Aleph, in part of Megillah, the Zula Yotza, but there are more rights you should make a broth. It's not like. Now, why is it different? Because by Megillah, the mitzvah is Kriya. So there, the very heft that you're using is stolen for the mitzvah. The Kriya is more, the Megillah is a more of an essential heft to the mitzvah because that's within Kriya. Huh? That's an interesting question, why you don't say. Okay, but I want to suggest that might also be, and I also saw the same from a Tzelos HaShar, that might be a difference between Shmiya and Kriya. Okay, if, like the Torah. What if the song says the Torah? Since it didn't, yes, I heard it. It didn't create that. And again, you could pass from a college on Monday and Thursday and Shabbos. Okay, I'm sorry, it's over. I'm sorry, I'm going to Shabbos.
Yeah, and